Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, July the 7th, I think. Yeah, Friday, July the 7th of 2017. And the time is 12:10, running a little late. 12:10 Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, do apologize for the late start. Again, I just got back, had to make a road trip, go pick up my daughter from Dallas. That's about like a 4 to 6 hour drive, depending on where you go and the traffic and the construction. Got home, and now my computer doesn't work. I don't know what's going on. I'm restarting it, and then the drama never stops. So that's why I'm late. Computer's still not up. It's still processing and doing its thing. So I had to go and use my cell phone and, you know, backup technology to get this show popping today. Today we want to talk about something that is a cookie blower. We're talking about the fact that God doesn't divide us by race. Race is a tool that's used by a lower-level entity. Race is a tool that's used by the anti-God. Race is a tool that is used to divide lower echelon individuals. So if you are a race mongler, if you are into race, you know, hey, you are a VLF, a very low frequency. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that. At least you're a frequency. You know, hey, I'd rather be a very low frequency than not a frequency at all. So race gets you in the game. You get in the grain, and hey, I don't like you because you're black. I don't like you because you're white, green, blue, whatever. Then you graduate. Then you start figuring out some shiznits. You read a couple of books. Somebody hits you on the head with a 2x4. You know, you do some urine therapy. I don't know what you do. Jog around the block. You know, practice some yoga. Do some meditation. Do some hot chi. You know, you do something. You know, you become a vegan. You get a little enlightenment. And then you realize that, hey, God, this is not about race. This is about blood. Because if it was about race, Obama would never have been president. Because he's not the right race. You got to be a white man to be president. And Obama ain't white. How the hell did he be president? He got the right blood type. So then you graduate and you realize, and then you go from being a VLF to being an ELF. Then you become an extreme low frequency. You go from very low to an extreme low. You go from a VLF to be a ELF. And then, you know, you read a couple of more books. You have a burning bush experience. You go see a couple of Reverend Dr. Bishops. You go up a yonder. You know, you go out into the, you know, get caught up by some, you know, you have an encounter of the third time, the third time. You do something. And then you graduate from race to from blood, and then you go from blood to breath. Then you become a breatharian. And all of a sudden, now you become an EMF. Now you start to realize that, hey, now I'm in the game. Now shiznit starts to make sense. And you're no longer an IMP. You know, you're not nobody's imp anymore. Now you become an extreme because you start to operate and vibrate on a particular frequency. And then your frequencies starts to control other people's frequencies. Or, jump the game, check this out. Or your frequencies, once you master your frequency, because you've been through so many, you've been through the VLFs and the ELFs, now you're no longer an IMP, but now you become a PIMP. Because you start to use the EMP. I think I said, I don't know if I said EMP or EMF, but anyway. And then you start to manipulate other people's energy. You're no longer a little devil. You're no longer an imp. As you start to use electromagnetic pulse. And this electromagnetic pulse is what you call a thought. And now you become one of the angels because angels are elves. They're part of the Elohim. And all of the elves are Elohims. They use elementary to control electricity. And if you can understand what I just said, you become a master. And other people do shiznits for you, and they don't even know. You can mind elf people. You could live in Zimbabwe and control somebody that lives in Zim because you have something that nobody else got. You're part of the Elohim because now God got to put the blood barrier between you. Otherwise, you would eat of the tree of knowledge and you become one of them because now you know the difference between the knowledge of good and evil. See, right now you don't know. But if you know, Brother Rome sent me a video a YouTube video that was pretty mind-blowing because it was talking about how, you know, certain boxers understand the art of war. the art of understanding how God divides. Now remember, you're a God, but you don't know you're a God. Now, you're a little G, but since you don't know. Now, God says in the book of Romans, since you don't know that since you think you're a man, but you are a God, but you will die like men because you don't know that you're a God. You don't know that you don't have to use race. You don't have to become you don't have to be an imp. You don't have to operate on a very low frequency. You don't have to be a pimp. You don't have to be and use extreme low frequencies. You can actually use your breath, and that controls your mind, and that controls all other areas and aspects of the body. And then you start dividing people by blood, and you realize that your blood type determines your God type, and God divides us by blood. And once you know a person's blood, then you know the person. You can control them. You can manipulate them. You can move them like a shell game. You can play them like a freaking fiddle. Why? You understand that the universe only responds to a made-up mind. God only recognizes God. Game only recognizes game. You start to understand the golden rule, my brothers and sisters. Then you start vibrating on a frequency that uses therapeutics, that understands oxology, that uses teleology, that then it starts to understand anthropomorphism. And then you start to use epistemology to control other people's theology with your etymology. And then at that point, you overstand all ontology. So what I just said was the metaphysics of Zoe life. You took the class, but do you overstand what you took? Do you remember what you read? If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all my money on the fact that when you listen to me do the metaphysics of Zoe and Zoio, you just heard Brother Will talking a bunch of shizness. You didn't have a freaking clue what I was saying. See, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. The universe only responds to people that know. The universe doesn't respond to believers. The universe only responds to knowers. And if you don't know shizness, then the universe ain't going to give you shizness. The only reason that you ain't got shizness. You got to know something, brother. You got to understand the potentiality, because the universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of cause and effect. The universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of giving and receiving. The universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of least effect. The universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of intention and the law of desire. The universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of detachment. Oh. Now, see, you forgot to detach from the goal and attach to the role. You still attached to the goal. Since I know you're attached to the goal, that's your carrot, I'm going to play you like a fiddle. I'm going to dangle the carrot, you're going to jump. I'm going to take the carrot away, you're going to say, yes, sir. I'm going to present the carrot to you, you're going to say, yes, sir. I'm going to carry it and move it to the left, you're going to jump to the left. If I take that carrot and move it to the right, you're going to jump to the right. Now, everybody got a carrot. Problem is, you don't know you got a carrot. I know you got one, but you don't know you got one. And on top of that, you don't even know what your carrot is. Some people carry their kids. Some people carry their job. Some people carry their clothes. Some people's carrot is their image. And the universe oscillates and vibrates on the law of purpose. So without understanding those seven laws, you're in deep chemistry. Because why? They match up with the seven blood types. So the blood types, now really there's eight, but one of the blood types is one. So you don't understand that God is going to divide you by your blood. You say, well, Brother Will, what does that mean? Well, if you're taking the blood God series, you already know what I'm talking about. If you're not taking the blood God series, everything I'm saying to you ain't gonna mean nothing to you. You will be continued to be manipulated by your blood. Because people like me know how to control people like you. Like Floyd Mayweather, Muhammad Ali, all of the greats of the world. All politicians know what I'm saying to you, because they took the same, they read the same books that I read, because they understand the God of Haimana, the God of Haima, H-A-I-M-A. But you don't understand the God of Haima. So therefore, you don't understand the seed of the soul. Therefore, you can't control the seed of the soul, because you don't understand the seed of life, which is the universal fate of man. So the only way to enslave mankind is through the hema, which is the blood. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath. And then the life of the imps is in the race. So all peasants are controlled by race. I can walk up to you, call you out your name, call you a spear chucker, or whatever if you're a black man, and you're going to respond. You're going to want to fight me. And once I get you emotional, I got you. Why? Now, reasoning logic is gone. Your brain has just disconnected. It has activated the amygdala and the hypothalamus, and it disconnects. Now you've got tunnel vision. You can't see nothing. You're in a fit of rage. People ask me all the time, Doc, why don't you do emotions, homie? Why don't you? I've been doing this since I was 8. I didn't read about it in no damn book. I was taught this by the universe. What was I taught? I was taught how to control myself. I don't respond to other people's gimmicks and gadgets. Never see me in a fit of rage. Nobody has ever seen me angry, except for my kids, maybe once or twice. Nobody. I don't allow myself to get angry. If I'm going to get angry, I'm going to get angry when I want to get angry. You're not going to make me angry. I'm going to control my blood. I'm not going to let nobody else control my blood. Okay, Doc, you keep saying that. What does that mean? Well, but let me break it down for you, brother. See, there are 10 heavens, as I talked about before. And in the Blood God series, the reason why without this series, you had a disadvantage against, again, most of Caucasians, all of the people from the Orient, all of the people, everybody in Japan, everybody in China know this. That's why an Oriental person can come over here. They can be 5'3", 120 pounds. They'll whoop your ass like you stole something. And you can be 6'5", 350. Why? No mind. See, you got too many minds. They understand how to control their minds, but you don't understand how to control your mind. Man uses race to move peasants. Angels uses blood to control peasants. God uses breath to control dimensions, levels. Multiple. You have X and Y chromosomes in your blood or in your body right now. The X chromosome is Zeus, which is X-E-S, which is spelled X-E in Hebrew, which is S-E-X in English. Y is the Yah chromosome. So it is the mixture of gods and peasants. That's why you have XY chromosomes in your body. You're a combination of God and a peasant. But see, if you don't understand everybody has the Reese's factor, but what they don't tell you is the word Reese's is code for the word Mariah Wynn, which means, again, mother. So if you got a Reese's factor, if you got a RH positive blood, that means that you got the positive. If you got the negative, that means you got the Zeus or the masculine aspect in the blood. So I can play you like a fiddle. Because I know if you're positive blood, you're feminine. If you're negative blood, you're masculine. And I know you're going to overcompensate. And you don't understand that when God said, I will put enmity between thy seed and my seed, God divided you by blood at that point. God said, I'm going to put a division between my seed and his seed. What is that division? The RH factor. But you don't know that. But guess what? Everybody in the secret society knows it. You're the only one that don't know because you're not a part of no secret society. And you're not going to listen to me. So you're going to continue to be controlled by somebody that is a part of a secret society. You say, Doc, what do you mean? Well, see, if you are, for example, like me, A positive blood, that means that your God is Gaia. Now, I'm going to give you that one for free. Well, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to break it down for you in the Blood God series. But see, you may not be A positive blood. You may be O positive blood, and you coming at me, your God is different from my God. Your disposition is different from your God for me. So therefore, your vision, your perspective, what I'm saying is Greek to you. You don't understand me. That's why A positive blood and O blood, people they really don't get along unless one of them understands the game. And the person who understands the most controls the most. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You say, well, Brother Will, I don't believe that. Well, thankfully, you ain't got to believe that. I got something called science, homie. So I know that right now, as I'm speaking, you are a man, or you are a womb man, or you are an angle, based upon whether you are A, B, or O. That's it. ABs, AB people, different planet, different, totally different element. If you've hung out with some AB people, you already know what I'm saying. Nobody knows what I'm saying except people who got AB blood. You say, well, Doc, what does that mean? That's why you got to take the Blood God series. The Blood God series is the foundation of life. There's nothing I've ever taught that is more important than that. Though this is what, now, because you live on this earth, man. You talk to people who got blood in their veins. That's why the Indians would cut themselves, they would shake hands, and they said, now we are blood brothers. They didn't put their nostrils together and say that we are breath brothers. They said that we are blood brothers. That's why God, all through the Bible, he forms a blood covenant. He don't form no breath covenant because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and you don't know shizness about the blood. Therefore, by default, you don't know shizness about life. How do I know? Where do you think I came from? What do you think I've been doing for the last 20 years? Learning what the 1%ers know. Because I sit down and I watch. Okay, hold up, time out. Let me get this right. So, Prodigy is dead right now. They just killed him. One of the greatest rappers, but yet, Jay-Z just released the 45th or whatever his album called. Just released it. Jay-Z is almost a billionaire. Prodigy is way better rapper than Jay-Z. That was a dude, they called him the playground legend. He's still walking around strung out on drugs in the streets of New York as I'm speaking. They said that he could drum circles around Michael Jordan. They said this dude could jump on a backboard and put a dime on the top of the backboard. Called the playground legend. He grew up in the streets of New York playing. Now, you got to see, I've seen his life story. He did refuse to do something that Michael Jordan said, okay, I'll do it. Michael Jordan got promoted. He didn't. Now, Destiny's Child, that was more than one. There was a bunch of women in Destiny's Child. Why is Beyonce the only one blew up? Everybody in Destiny's Child, if you really listen to what they say, there was something that they wouldn't do that everybody else in that Beyonce said, okay, I'll do it. And what is Beyonce's blood type? What's the other members of Destiny's Child blood type? God, and now God divides us by blood. The Antichrist includes us by blood. Now, I don't know if you understand what that means, so let me make sure that I break this down for you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. All of the shows for the rest of this year, the shows like this, I don't recommend. I'm concerned because I don't want you to go on Facebook and post stuff that I repeat, that I say in these shows like some people do. I don't recommend it. Like I said, Prodigy is not here right now. If you don't know who Prodigy is, Google Prodigy. Just listen to some of the stuff he used to say. Now, Prodigy, when he was in prison, wrote a letter when he came into, he read Malachi Z's York book called Leviathan 666. I don't recommend you read the book, but if you want to blow your cookies, if you want to curl your toes, read the book. It's called Leviathan 666 by Dr. Malachi York. The book was wrote in 1970, telling you what's happening today. Where's Malachi York right now? Malachi Z. York is in prison right now serving, I want to say, I think it was 30 life sentences. I don't know how many. I mean, this is crazy. Have you ever heard of Malachi Z. York? Read the story, man. Why is this dude, his own son, his own biological son, put his black ass in prison? He's in prison right now. You've never even heard of Malachi Z. York. What's in that book? Leviathan 666. Go to Google, type it in. It's on Google for free. I don't recommend you read it. But if you read it, it's just like the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Solomon built a temple while sitting in a chair watching TV and eating Captain Crunch cereal. The demons built the temple. What did Solomon do? He used what I'm telling you. What am I telling you? Solomon understood the El Elohim. Solomon understood that every angel ends their name in L. Solomon understood that there is no female angels in the 1611 King James Bible. But Gabriel is Gabriel. Solomon understood that. Solomon knew that them suckers changed the names of the female angels to make them appear masculine. Solomon understood what Jesus said when he said that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of my words. That means that jots and tittles are the Hebrew emphasis that gives the Hebrew the vowel sounds. Who took out the vowels in the Hebrew language? Brother, who took out the vowels in the Hebrew? Why is there no vowels in Hebrew? Why is Hebrew only a masculine language, brother? Why is Hebrew only a masculine language, sister? Somebody don't want you to know something. Well, why don't they want you to know something? Because then you understand the system. And if you understand the system, well, you understand that you got multiple purposes. There are multiple truths. There are multiple levels. There's multiple heavens. There's multiple divisions. And there's multiple blood types. And there's multiple gods that control those blood types. And God divides people by blood. But the devil includes people by race. So what the devil wants you to do, brothers and sisters, is he wants to use race to cause a race war. Then he wants to use your blood to include you in his plan. So in order for you to be included in his plan, you got to have the correct blood type. And if you don't, you can't be a part of the club. Go try to be a British royal. And if your blood is not O negative, they'll bounce your ass up out of there quick. The anti-God includes us by blood, not by race. The anti-God says, if you got the right blood type, you can come in. The real God says, I'm going to change your blood by making a blood covenant. And then the devil starts doing, hey, I'm going to do the same thing. So the God said, okay, before I use tribes, race, the devil started doing that too. So God elevated his game. He said, okay, I'm gonna use blood. The devil started doing that too. So then God elevated his game. He said, when Yahushua said, touch me not, for I have not ascended to the Father. And he says, if I don't go, I can't leave the comforter with you. I can't leave the wind. I can't leave Mariah Wind. Have you ever Googled Mariah Wind, brother? Have you ever Googled Mariah Wynn, sister? Do you understand what Mariah Wynn? Some people call it the Ruach. Some people call it the Pneuma. Some people call it the Holy Spirit. It got many names. It is the Mariah Wynn. Now, you should be, like, curling your toes right about now because God divides you. Now God is on another level, and that's called plasma physics, homie. So while you're still dealing with blood, that's great. You got to start there. You got to understand it. First of all, everybody understand race. I'm not even going to give no class on race. That's beneath my level of understanding. They're like, I don't teach Jesus Christ and crucified. That's beneath my level of understanding. I'm on a different plane. Constantine teaches that. So if you want to know about Jesus Christ and crucified, just go hang out with any good Constantineite. They will explain to you who Jesus Christ is. They will explain to you his crucifixion, death barrel. You're doing altar call, all that stuff that was developed by Charles Finney. If anybody want to know the truth and not a version of it, go to Google and type in Charles Finney. Just type it in. Don't believe me. Type it in. Google it your damn self. Look it up. Now, you guys know I took the gloves off. I'm not playing church anymore. I told you guys, and I told all of my clients as well, I don't get paid to be nice. And I thought I was getting paid to be nice. I thought I was getting paid to keep y'all friends. And so I was cool with having a bunch of friends that didn't have no funds. They weren't making no changes in their life, but we were all friends. Well, 2 weeks ago, that part of Brother Will, I buried that fool too. Shot him in the head. Two centimeters. Click, click. So that dude's no longer here no more. So I don't want no more friends. I got enough friends already. So if you listen to this show, you want to be my friend, yeah, thank you very much. You can go. You can bow out gracefully. I'll see you on Facebook. I'm only now hanging out with people who want to grow. If you want to grow, yeah, God bless you. See you on the other side. I'm only want people who are willing, who are able, and who are capable. I'm not interested in playing church anymore. I did it for almost 60 years. It was great. I had a great time. It was fun. Now I realize that the pleroma is getting serious, because the universe is releasing neutrinos into the air. They are changing the globe, and everything on Earth is speeding up. That's why, you ever notice how fast time is going now? Like, it's July the 7th. It was just June, like yesterday. Now, we're 7 days into July. Didn't we just do the four? I was just popping firecrackers like 5 minutes ago. How did we get from the 4th to the 7th? Now, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I've been told I'm wound a little tight. I've been told that Dr. touched in the head. Maybe somebody dropped you on your skull when you was little. I don't know. That is true. But the universe is vibrating at a higher speed right now. What does that mean? That means that right now, people who have AB blood, the neutrinos are doing something in your blood, because you are the offspring of angels and men. If you got A blood, that means that you have the blood of the Adam, you. You have the alpha blood. You are A. You have, an A is a triangle. A is a pyramid. So you have something that nobody else got if you got A blood. But the problem is, if you're, you know, the blood guy, if you haven't taken the blood guy, you don't know what I'm talking about. Then if you got B blood, you are the beta blood. So if you don't know the alpha and the omega, or you know anything about the aleph, bet. If you don't know anything about the aleph, and if you don't know anything about the bet, which is the Hebrew aleph, bet. So you don't know that you're beta. So therefore, have you ever seen a beta fish? I don't know if y'all ever seen beta fish. Why the beta fish is always in a jar by itself? Why? Anybody know? Have you ever heard of beta theta phi? Anybody ever heard of beta theta phi? Anybody join any group? Anybody join in any fraternities? What is the fraternal core value? What is the history of the beta theta phi? Anybody a member of the beta theta? Y'all know what I'm talking about. So you understand the blood, God. You understand the blood if you understand the beta thigh theta or the beta thigh phi. But let's say you don't understand why they put a beta fish in a jar by itself. And beta fish are these big, they're very, very colorful. They're really called fighting fish. They're very vibratory, or they're very vibrationally colored fish. They always swim solo. Anybody know why? Beta. So you may be the alpha beta, AB. You may be the alpha, A. You may be the beta, B. You may be the omega, O. God has divided you, and you're placed into a certain heaven, a certain dimension, and there's a certain cap. There's a certain vibrational frequency. There's a certain that only you got, and you're the people in that particular blood. There's a certain block that you got. That's why it's called a beta blocker, a certain block. There's a certain limit. You can't, I don't give a damn if I hit you in the head with a 2x4. O blood people, just different. B blood people, another zone. A blood people, yeah. AB blood, yeah. So if you talking to me, I can talk to somebody for about, it takes me about 3 minutes, and I say, yep, that's B blood person. I know what to do. So that's how God does. But see, the angels have something that you don't. But you have it, but you don't know that you have it. So what does angels got? The angels are L's. You're an L. You are a part of the Elohim. But you don't know that you're part of the Elohim. Since you don't know that you're part of the Elohim, you don't know that you're part of the elect. Since you don't know that you're an El, that is a part of the Elohim, that's a part of the elect, that use elementary, that whatever you do, what did you do in elementary school, brother? What did you do in elementary school? Sister, you learned something called biology. But you do think it has to do with the physical body. But biology is actually the word bio, B-I-O. Look it up. Don't believe me. Look it up. The word biology, B-I-O, means course of living. Triple dare you to look it up. Ology means based on words. So there's a course of living based on words. Course of living based on words. Course of living based on words. Words control worlds, homie. So angels are elves that are part of the Elohim that uses elementary to control electricity. You call it emotions. So I don't give a flying blank where you've been, what you do. I can control you with my words. There is nobody listening to the sound of my voice that I cannot piss you off with my language. In fact, you're probably pissed off right now. Why? You don't understand what I'm doing. Now, I do this all day, every day. I'm a professional. Are you? Because you're not a professional, you don't understand what I'm saying. So I say shiznit to get you to move to this place where I want you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. There ain't nothing you can do about it because you don't understand the English language. Not you personally. But you don't understand who you are. Now, the little video that Rome sent me was a great video, you know, because they using it for boxing. Boxing. You know, get in the ring and beat somebody else up. And I'm using this shit to control and create worlds and destinies. Punch nobody in the face. That's rudimentary. Now, that's a start. Don't get me wrong. It's a start. You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Might as well start boxing and getting paid. Now, I ain't mad at Mayweather. What did Muhammad Ali do? What did Tyson do? Now, those are what Mayweather is doing is child's play compared to what Ali did. Did you ever see Muhammad Ali in his prime? Did you see Mike Tyson in his prime? Them dudes were masters of the the elementary, the electricity, the elements. So if you can understand that you are an L, that's all you got to do. If you can understand that you're an L, if you can understand that you're part of the Elohim, or the Elohim, if you can understand that the Elohim, if you can understand that, then you can understand that you have control of the Ra'im, which is, again, Og, are the great men of renown. The Elohim control the Raphaim. Another study for another time. But if you can understand it, if you can understand the Elohim control the Raphaim, the great men of renown. That's why in every prison, go to prison. Who's the leader of the Black Panther Party in prison? Who's the leader of the Aryan Nation? Who's the leader of the Mexican Mafia? Who's the leader of the at homes? Who's the leader? They're always under 5'5", and they weigh less than 130. How the hell a midget that needs to eat control a man that is 6'6", 350? He's an Elohim. Elohim ain't got nothing to do with size, homie. Ain't got nothing to do with muscle. And it ain't got nothing to do with your money. It has to do with your vibration. It has to do with the understanding of the elements. Angels are elements. Angels, why was Tesla able to do what he did? He controlled angels. He did exactly what Solomon did. You have that same power, but nobody taught you how to do it. Angels work for you. You don't work for them. That's why Lucifer refused to bow down when God made him. When God made fire beings, they call jinns. Fire being says, we're not bowing down to clay. God said, the hell you ain't. So a third of the fire being says, we ain't bowing down to clay. And thus started the angel wars. You ever read the book of wars in heaven? You might want to read that book. The angel wars in heaven, the book of wars, something like that. Brother Zim breaks it down really good. But what are you saying, though, man? I'm still confused, brother. You're talking in circles. Absolutely, because your blood is a circle. God divides us by blood, not by race. Let me say that again. God divides us by blood, not by race. The devil includes us by blood, not by race. The devil wants you if you got the right blood. Why do you think the devil why is certain people in certain positions? Why does devil, how do you know the devil after you? You got everything. Everything's given to you. certain blood type. Y'all already know what it is because I've said it, but it's in the blood clots. There's a certain blood type you ain't got to do shit with, but just wake up and do this. While you're walking. What is a walking? It's a fit extension. What is a fit extension? It's an OP. It's an organic portal. That means they just walk into your body. They can plug in because your body is designed for them. Why? They made you. Now, if you don't know that, you're in deep trouble. Because guess what? People walk into your body every day and walk out. You think your thoughts are your own, but they're not. You've been controlled by people like Muhammad Ali, by people like Mike Tyson. You know, Mike Tyson said he never won a fight in the ring. And as I said, since the age of 13, I've been from 13 and under, got my ass whooped every day. From 13 on, I ain't lost a fight yet. Why? I don't fight physically anymore. I whoop a man. I beat him down like he stole something before we ever get in a fight. Why? I can look a man in the eye and the fight's over. I never got in a physical altercation when I was a cop. I broke up brawls, family disturbances, all kind of stuff. Every time there was a domestic call, they called me. Even to this day, I can defuse any conflict. And I can create any conflict. Why? Because I understand I'm an elf. I understand that I'm a part of the Elohim. I understand that I need to take whatever they did to me, whatever was taught to me in elementary. And I need to use that whatever was taught to me in elementary to control electricity, which is what you call emotions. And if I can control electricity, I can control elements. And if I can control elements, elements are elementals. And if I can control elementals, I am a little g. So do you know what an elemental is? I don't think you really know. You ever looked it up? Oh, you never looked it up? Oh, man. So you mean tell me you're going to be on the planet for how long? 20, how old are you now? 21? 23? 30? 40? You mean to tell me you've been on this rock for 40 years and you don't know what an elemental is? You don't know what a thought form being is? Now, it's in all of the movies. Why is it in all of the movies? Elementals are in movies and we don't know what they are. Do you know there are categories of elementals? You don't know that an elemental is what they call elemental powers? And you've never heard of the elemental powers or the four elemental categories? And you've been on Earth how long? So you don't know what a fire elemental is. You don't know how the humanoid elementals work. And the natural, what is called the natural spirits, or what is called the etheric matter. So you just think that this stuff out of, why is the devil called the prince of the air? Because air is elements, and elements is elementals. And elementals are beings. They are thought form beings, and they got powers. So you just think that the wind just blows by itself. So you've never heard the book of creation, and you never heard anything or never researched anything about the sun and the moon, the earth, the water, fire, sky, you know, wind, lightning, you know, the sea, all of this stuff, all of the nature. So you never heard of natural or natural forces. So you never heard of the God of forces. Oh, you never heard of the God. So you didn't read my book.
Okay, well, I'll read on your books, brother.
So you didn't never say, okay, you got to read my book, but hell, read somebody's book. Oh, yeah, I don't read books, brother. Okay, great. That's even better. Get on your knees, homie, and pray. Because, see, in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 38, it breaks it down for you, brother. Now, I got a whole series, I got a whole book that talks about it. And I pray to God that this ain't the first time you heard about it. Because in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 38, again, God divides people by blood. That's why all through the Testament there's a blood covenant. God makes a covenant with people based upon their blood type, their tribe, not their race. God don't give a damn if you're black, if you're white, or you're blue. So, black man, you can stop with all of this nonsense about the fact that black people are God because of the color of their hue or the color of their skin. That's bullshit, isn't it? God don't give a damn about what color is the wind, brother. You think God is a black man? Or you think God is Nordic, brown hair and blue eyes? Come on, man. Daniel chapter 11, verse 37 says this. Daniel chapter 11, verse 37. He will show no regard for the gods, plural, more than one. Let me say that again. He will show no regard for the gods, plural, more than one, of his fathers, or for the desire of women. He's going to be a homo sapien. Homosexual. And nor will he show regard for any other god. So he's not going to show regard for the gods of his fathers. He ain't going to show no regard for the desire of women. Who the hell is he? Nor will he show any regard for any other god. He don't give a damn about the big G. Oh, he must be a bad mamma jamma. For he will magnify himself above them all. Hold up. Time out. Who is this dude that is talking about in the book of Daniel? Chapter 11, verse 37. Oh, he's talking about the God of forces, homie. Oh, you ain't never heard about the God of forces? You ain't never met the God of forces? You don't know nothing about the God of forces? You might want to pimp the game. See, Daniel chapter 11, verse 38 says this, but instead he will honor a God of forces. The God of the fortress. And, check this out, a God whom his fathers did not know. He will honor him with gold, with silver, with costly stones and treasures. Verse 39, Daniel chapter 11, verse 39. He will take action against the strongest of the fortresses with the help of a foreign God. He will give great honor to those who acknowledge him, and he will cause them to rule over the many. And will parcel out land for a price. Oh, as long as you hang out with this God, he's going to take care of you, brother. He's going to parcel out land as long as you pay him with your soul. Look at verse 40. Daniel chapter 11, verse 40. At the end time, the king of the south will collide with him, and the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, with horsemen, with many ships. And he will enter countries, overflow them, and pass through them. This is talking about, again, the 40 weeks. This is the end of, but this is the prophecy that's inside of Daniel. Now, I didn't read that because of wanting to get into the prophecies, because these prophecies, but they're going on right now. So the God of the north and the God of the south must go up against or come together to fight the God of the forces or the God of the fortress, as it says in some verses of the Bible or verses of Scripture. So this is the God of the elementals, the God of the element, the God of the electricity, the God of the Elohim, the God of the elves. See, there's good Elohims and there's bad Elohims. And that means that there's good angels and there's bad angels. How do we know the good ones from the bad ones? We can tell them by their fruit. What is their fruit? They either have love, joy, they got envy, they got strife, they got jealousy, they got lasciviousness, they got adultery, they got fornication, they got all this other stuff. That's how you can tell the difference. You can tell a tree by its fruit. But what are they going to do with the blood? Well, guess what? Your blood type determines what side of the camp that you're on. So based upon the blood, I can tell if you are part of the bad guy or you part of the good guy. That's what we're talking about in the Blood God series. So you walking around and you don't know why I do bad things. I know. Because your blood. It's in your blood, homie. But thankfully, just because you got bad blood doesn't mean you got to continue to be a bad person. Now, is the blood bad because of it's bad? No. The blood is bad because people say, a little boy sexually, that's bad. Based upon the moral code that all of us together, the majority of us on this planet says, grown men should not sleep with little boys. Since the majority of us say that that is nasty, we have a rule. And if people who break that rule, we tell them you are a bad man. Now, some cultures, as we talked about before, you know, eating cows, you are a bad man. Now, in this culture, eating cows, hey, dog, that was a good steak. So over here, eating cows is cool. Over in India, eating cows is not. So again, good and bad is in the eye of the beholder. It's in the eye of the culture. So the Blood God series is a series, again, and I keep talking about it, and I keep pumping it, and I keep encouraging it, because teaching it, people's cookies are being blown, meaning they don't understand it. So tonight, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to reemphasize certain things. We're on part 4 or part 5 of the 10-part series. So I need everybody to understand that based upon your blood, you are assigned a particular destiny and dimension. Now, you can go up and down in those dimensions because your blood pressure goes up and down. Anybody can relate? Oh, yeah. So let me ask you, how does your blood pressure go up and down? How do you change states of matter? Okay? How do you change water into ice? How do you turn ice, solid, hard ice, into steam? Vapor. Can barely see it. But how do you turn steam back into water? Liquid. Flowing. How do you turn a liquid into a solid? How do you turn solid into a vapor or into a gas? If you understand the answer to that question, you understand the answer to life. See, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. Be ye transformed. How? How, Doc? How? By the renewing of your mind. What did I start off the show talking about? Very low frequency. Mind power. So the reason Muhammad Ali walked through people like butter, the reason Mike Tyson was knocking fools out like they was third grade kids, because Iron Mike Tyson, he whooped you before the bell, before you even heard the first ding, you was already beat. How? How did Mike Tyson beat up people before he even got in the ring? Mind power. He got in your head, brother. Who's in your head? Can anybody get in your head? Now, people been telling me this, brother, you know, well, you're kind of unemotional, brother, and you don't really respond to certain events and certain things. People been telling me this all my life. What is the difference, brothers and sisters, between success and failure? Mind power. The individual that can be mind-elfed. The ability to control your own reality. If I'm going to go left, trust me, I'm going left because I want to go left. There are people, there are things that's trying to control you by your race. If that don't work, they're going to put stuff in your food. They're going to put stuff in your air. They're going to put stuff in your water to control you by blood. If that don't work, they're going to try to control you by breath. And if that don't work, the last of the Mohicans, they're going to try to control you by mind, mental telepathy. Now, brothers and sisters, I only live on one level, mind. Everything else is, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Until you start to understand how to control your own mind, and still you can start thinking for yourself, and still you can use, until you get to the point where you can use reason and logic, until you can listen to me, and what I say has no effect on you, I talk, you write this, okay, so look it up, okay, I'm going to look it up. You write it down. I could talk about your mama and it has no effect on you. If you're at that point, okay, you're good. If I can say something about your mama right now and get you to get upset, to get you to disconnect your amygdala from the hypothalamus, to get you to disconnect your frontal lobe, if I can do that, you're still peasant level. You're not priest level. You're not in the angelic level. Do you honestly think that there's something that somebody can say? Now, everybody's going to react. Don't get me wrong. But the reaction is controlled by reason and logic. It's not controlled by fight or flight. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure I close with the solution. Somebody walked up to me and said, "You sorry, short, black, blank, blah, 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 blah," and they go off verbally, assault me, talk about me, my grandmother, my foe, no more, everybody. Of course, immediately, I'm going to start like, that mother must have lost his, okay, yeah, so he's a walk-in. It's not him. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That means he's been used. That means he's probably this blood type. That means that I'm dealing with this God. And that God always uses this because, again, that King Solomon controlled the demons by asking them their name. The first thing King Solomon, the first thing Jesus did, the first thing in every movie, the first thing in every scary movie, demon, what is your name? They said, I ain't going to tell you. Demon, what is your name? I ain't saying nothing. Demon, what is your name? Okay, my name is Legion, but we have many. Oh, you're Legion. Okay, come over, Legion, get your ass over here. This is what you're going to do for me, bro. You control them because, again, if you know their name, you know their title. You know their job. You know their destiny. You know their function. You know everything about them. But you don't know their names. You know the names of of all the eight gods? The blood gods? And who controls them? Yeah. I don't. You do? Oh, okay, good. If you don't, you may want to pick the game. You need to join the blood god series. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I get with somebody who knows. Quick. Your spiritual life depends on it. Brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? How you doing? still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.